Walk through the big glass doors into the circular lobby of Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center, and you usually get a smile from a volunteer at the information desk.
My name is Barbara Olson. I'm from West Lebanon.
Olson would not think of coming face-to-face with the public, including sick people, without getting a yearly flu shot.
Nice that they do it for free here for a lot of people.
But not everyone at work here has happily rolled up their sleeves for the needle. In fact, until the flu shots became mandatory for both staffers and volunteers in 2010, only about 75% obliged, despite 1 year a $50 cash incentive. Some object on medical or religious grounds.
Yes, and I think, as you may expect, this has been an ethical conflict or debate as this has rolled out over the years.
Robert McClellan is chief of occupational and environmental medicine, and he oversees the flu shot program.
One of the things that we emphasize to our patients and to the public is we are here to care for patients, and we do not want people to go home sicker than when they come.
And vice versa. The hospital doesn't want the flu to cause staffing shortages. McClellan says vaccination has been required for almost 5 years. Anyone with a religious or medical exemption has to wear a mask when around patients. Only 100 out of 8,500 employees opt out for those two allowable reasons. At other hospitals, the flu shot policy strikes more of a compromise. Sue Peterson is clinical quality specialist at Gifford Medical Center in Randolph. She says employees may choose a mask rather than vaccine, but if they claim to have had a shot, they need paperwork to prove it.
Probably initially we were saying, okay, we might take your word that you got your flu vaccine somewhere else.
Peterson says some immunized workers say they get flu-like symptoms anyway, but it's impossible to know if influenza was the true culprit.
So sometimes maybe it was a cold and not the flu.
In a few states, lawsuits have been filed by nurses who don't think flu shots should be required as a condition of employment. But in Vermont so far, there has been little public outcry about the new rules. Nationwide, the American Nurses Association supports mandatory immunizations only if they apply by law to every healthcare facility in the state. The Vermont Association of Hospital and Healthcare Systems does not take a position. Its informal survey finds mandatory vaccination policies in 5 hospitals: Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital, Southwestern Vermont Health Center, Brattleboro Memorial Hospital, Mount Escutney Hospital and Health Center, and Central Vermont Medical Center. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.